Why did you decide to join the large field that's running for Burlington City Council this year?
So when I joined the field, it wasn't the size that it is now. Not that that makes a whole lot of difference to me. However, the reason I'm running is because I'm concerned with the direction that we're heading. Over the last 5-10 years, we've really constricted our growth in our community. And that was absolutely necessary given where we were at financially as a city, 2009, 10, 11. And I think that council's done a good job of putting us back on track. But I think we're at a point now where we've got to decide what we're going to do to make sure that we're successful and that we can do the things that we need to do as a community 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. We've got a lot of infrastructure projects that are coming up. And the way I look at it is growth is really going to be the only way to be able to make that happen. And that's growth from providing an optimum environment for jobs growth and growth from a housing standpoint. A lot of the candidates and myself, affordable housing is a big issue for people. If you restrict housing supply, then you're putting yourself at a disadvantage because by increasing that supply, you'll be able to hopefully provide lower prices, thus making it more affordable for people.
What can the council do to help that, to grow that housing, to be able to have it where such and such can move into this home and then someone else can move into another home and move, and will you open up the different ranges of homes? What would you see the council doing to help in that process?
Right. So the council's limited because the council doesn't go out and build houses and then turn around and rent it to either low income, moderate income, or high income people. And they don't go out and build houses and turn around and sell them to those different categories. But what the council can do is create an environment that allows for investment or is provides that optimum environment for investment. That can be done through incentives for, say, the buyer. You can do something along the lines of a tax abatement. I know we've currently got one on the books, both a 100% or a sliding scale, depending on whatever the buyer wants. But then also for the developer, developers come in and they put up, in some cases, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 just in infrastructure costs in order to be able to ready a property to be developed. Those numbers really cut into profit margins for the developer. And keep in mind, they are in the business to make money. If they're not going to make money, then they're not going to do it. So coming up with incentives to assist them in that way. Burlington is unique in the fact that to build a home down here is relatively more expensive than it is in more urban places like Des Moines. A lot of that has to do with labor. Labor in Burlington is a little more expensive, especially when it comes to the trades. So that's one of the variables that needs to be overcome. And that's where, TIF can help with that. There's different things that other communities have done through bonding measures in order to help cover some of those expenses. But it's one of those things where we really need to sit down and have a good conversation with developers and with current council members and in large part the Chamber of Commerce. They're a great marketing tool that I think is underutilized in our community. And I think if you sit down and have a good conversation with them and figure out, okay, what are other communities doing in order to draw investment in? And what can we do? We don't want to give away the farm, but then at the same time, we also don't want to be so conservative that we're not even getting looked at for investment. That's from homes that are $200,000 new construction or homes that are $500,000 new construction. Obviously, there are two different people that can afford those two different types of homes. But at the end of the day, as a community, we should be welcoming all of those types of homes, mainly because, while you have the initial costs associated with things like TIF for these tax incentives, 10 years down the road, the tax revenue from that property is going to be significant, or from a multitude of properties. If a developer comes in and builds 20 or 30 new homes, you could be talking about 100 or hundreds of thousands of dollars of property tax revenue 10, 15 years from now as a result of that. Well, I can think of a lot of projects that we're going to have to pay for 10, 15 years down the road that could be paid for through that expansion.
You also mentioned economic growth, and again, council is not out there creating jobs. They're not doing this, but what would you see the role of the council? If you were on the council, how would you push to make sure that the council is doing what it can to help with economic growth, job growth, and creation and such?
Right. So some of that's going to happen naturally just as a result of expansion within residential the residential field. So the idea here is if you start to build homes in Burlington, well, people are going to be drawn to those homes, and then they're going to move to Burlington, which creates a larger demand for things like services and goods and things like that. And naturally, that will just grow a job market. When it comes to things like manufacturing, you're right. We can't go out. The city of Burlington can't go out and build a manufacturing facility and hire workers and start to build or make things. But what we can do is make the process as easy as possible for people that do have ideas of interest or would like to invest in our area. We can also make it appeasing from a tax standpoint. A lot of people don't like that because they say it takes money away from the community. But what I think we overlook is the idea of this trickle-down economics effect. So if a company comes in and builds a factory and hires employees, well, the money that they make and the money they put in the bank is what ultimately grows a community, because then if they put the money in the bank, that bank can use that money to give out loans, which then allows people to go out and buy more items, which then helps support more local jobs. If they take that money and they go out and spend it, well, they're just putting it right back into a small business owner's pocket, or they're creating more of a demand for more goods and services locally. And I think that's a large part of what we want to do. Burlington has always been traditionally a manufacturing city. I wouldn't want to say that we need to re-identify ourselves, but I think what we want to do is make sure that we are being very competitive with communities that are like ours, so that, like I said, if a company is looking at building a factory, that we're in a position to be able to meet most, if not all, of their needs, so that they are looking to build here locally. The last couple of years, the Big Money Cup, we've won that with economic growth. The Chamber's done a great job of doing that. But, you know, when it comes to job creation, I get back to the Chamber of Commerce. I think they're an underutilized resource from a council's perspective that I think we need to try and work better with to make sure that we can provide that optimum environment for job growth.
Maybe we've touched on it, maybe we haven't. What do you see right now as the biggest challenge facing Burlington, and how would you address? I mean, obviously, we've talked about a couple of big issues. Maybe that's the biggest challenge, or maybe it's something else. What's the biggest challenge, and how would you work to address it?
I think the biggest challenge depends on really who you talk to. For some people, it's crime. For some people, it's housing. For some people, it's jobs. For me, it long-term challenge is, like I said, it's going to be that overall growth. If you look at a majority of the wealth in our community, a lot of it is with the aging population or an older population. And over the next 10 and 20, 30 years, those people are going to retire and move away from our community, or they're going to pass on, and their wealth will leave our community unless their children are currently in our community. And that's something that concerns me. In the short term, like I said, we need to figure out what we're going to do to incentivize people that are, you know, if they're looking at moving to Southeast Iowa and they have the ability to live in West Burlington, Burlington, Danville, Mediapolis, New London, Fort Madison, and all the other small towns in between, what are we doing to make sure that they're saying, listen, I want to live in Burlington. You know, they've got good housing stock, and that's where I want to be. So I think in the short term, it's making sure that we put ourselves in a position to entice those people that are coming into the community to want to live in Burlington. In the long term, it's sustaining that growth and making sure that we can afford a lot of the things that we're going to need to pay for once a lot of that wealth starts to leave our community.
Looking at yourself as a candidate, going back a little bit here, what are some of the experiences that you feel prepare you to be on the council, and what are some of the traits and characteristics that you would bring to the city council?
So a little bit about myself, born and raised in Burlington, lived in the same house till the day I left for the military, spent 5 years active duty military, and in that time, I worked with law enforcement in places like California, Texas. I spent a lot of time in Europe. My wife is from England. I lived in Greece for 2 years. And I've been through a lot of different training programs and helped with a lot of different organizations, doing a multitude of things. And then when I came back, got out of the military, came back, I went to school at Western Illinois University, where I was very heavily, or SEC and then Western Illinois University. And at both those locations, I was very heavily involved with the various organizations that are at those schools. And since getting out of school, I've been very heavily involved in civic matters. I've been an active participant of the Riverfront Advisory Committee. I have worked with and served on the Housing Standards and Appeals Board. I was on the steering committee for the riverfront. And I've maintained active working relationships with a number of people that work in city government and work in our community in the private sector. And I've been a large part of several different civic organizations such as Rotary. And I think that the experiences that I've had since in the military, living in different communities and seeing how they approach things while I was in school, working with those different organizations and having the ability to really absorb feedback and ideas from a number of different people, that's put me in a position to be able to understand a lot of the variables involved when it comes to city government, and then also gives me the ability to really have a good sense or a good outlook as to some of the things that we're going to face over the next, like I said, 5, 10, 15, 20, or 50 years, and try to prepare for those things. Just because something's going to take place so far down the road, we need to be thinking about it right now. Like I said, Burlington's in a unique position right now because there's a lot of towns like us that are struggling or going to start struggling because more people are moving to urban areas. Well, that leaves less people in the pot to draw to communities like ours. So we need to get better at doing that.
You mentioned a couple of times with your experience with the Riverfront Committee. The riverfront is obviously the flood walls going in. A lot of talk about what to do with that area, that stretch, the port, the Memorial Auditorium, that parking lot in and around it. What would you like to see the riverfront look like maybe 10 years down the road?
So I'm glad you brought that up because I was very involved in the final design of the riverfront with the new project coming in. And part of, for example, the water feature that has been talked about a lot, that was something that was initially one of my ideas. And the reason I like that idea is because I want things on the riverfront that are going to draw people to the riverfront. Not a lot of communities have a riverfront, and it's one of the most valuable resources or amenities that we have as a community. So when I was on that committee, my biggest thing was making sure that we're doing things that are going to draw people to downtown Burlington and to the riverfront in order to make the riverfront become more involved in our community. I'd love to have a city Christmas tree down on the space between the auditorium and the port. I liked the final design that we came up with. Now the next challenge is paying for it. But ultimately, it gets back to what are we going to do to grow as a community, provide amenities, and incentivize people to want to live in the city of Burlington. And I think that riverfront is one of those tools that we have.
Looking at the council itself in the past, say, year or so, has there been an issue that you have really been, you know what, they made a great decision there, I really support that, or, you know what, I don't think they made the right decision there? Has there been an issue, pro or con, that really stands out to you in the last year or so from the council?
Sure. So I'll give you one of each. Something that I've been, that I applaud the current council for and the recent previous councils was, you know, 7 years ago, we were in a position where we could very easily have sank as a community financially. The councils have done a great job of tightening the belt and putting our in a community where now we have the ability to grow. Okay. We're not looking at a significant amount of debt. I applaud, you know, the city manager for that. And I think that's something that, you know, we have a significant debt of gratitude to them because of that. If they had made other decisions where they looked to spend their way out of it, we could be sitting here and talking about how we can't do anything because we can't afford it. Something I don't agree with, I would like to, like I said, I've talked a lot about growth. Growth is the only way of getting out of some of the problems that we do talk about. Money fixes everything. So in the last couple of years, there have been some requests from developers in order to add to our community. I think that it was a mistake not to work with those developers to come to to create a solution so that we could have had that development here locally in Burlington.